make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. 1-2-3 Herb Talk Live. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We're here to empower you. Yes, we got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, so first up, we're going to be talking about longevity and how we can get an extra decade. Also, we're going to be talking about where our strength comes from. And we'll see how much time we have. We may get into some men's health issues and some other things. And, of course, we have a quack reports, but before we do all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer as usual, and on hit the knees, seeking Lord face. Hope you are too. And I remembered to bring my devotional today, so let me read a little bit out of here. This is paraphrased from Psalms 55 and 32 and 62. So here it goes. I am the God of all time, and all that is. Seek me not only in morning quietness, but constantly throughout your day. Do not let unexpected problems distract you from my presence. Instead, talk with me about everything and watch confidently to see what I will do. Adversity need not interrupt your communion with me. And when things go wrong, you tend to react as if you're being punished. Instead of this negative response, try to view difficulties as a blessing in disguise. Make me your refuge by pouring out your heart to me, trusting in me at all times. And that's right. That's right. That's what the relationship is with the God above, the Lord Jesus Christ, is trust. And you build trust. You got to have a relationship. You got to work on it. So you'll never, ever, ever regret the time you're going to spend in prayer communicating with the Lord. That's right. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. We're praying for America's, saving grace. We need a Savior for America is what we need. So if enough of us pray and repent, we'll get it. Get to getting. And without further ado, we're going to do the quack report. And let's see, a fourth brain-eating amoeba case of the year is being treated. An unidentified patient in Florida is being treated for being infected with a brain-eating amoeba just last week, according to Florida Department of Health. Fourth known case this year. If you'll recall, a big popular headline was in North Carolina here with the Whitewater Rafting Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, where an 18-year-old, I think she was from Ohio, she got an amoeba when she was here, and she passed away. So this is a concern. According to, let's see, the communications director at the health department, he says, she, Maria Gabrineri, she says, we believe that the individual contracted the infection after swimming in unsanitary water on a single private property. So according to the Center for Disease Control, between 1962 and 2015, we've had 138 known cases of amoeba, brain-eating amoeba, and only three people survived it. So what happens is individuals become infected when they swim in warm, fresh water that has amoebas in them, like lakes, rivers, streams. They enter your nose, then they go to the brain. And there they eat away at the brain, destroying the tissue, causes swelling and death. Symptoms begin in 1 to 9 days after exposure and can include headache, fever, nausea, and vomiting. A lot of doctors confuse the symptoms with meningitis at first, stiff neck, seizures, hallucinations, as the infection becomes worse. Those infected between 1 and 18 days after symptoms, between 1 and 18 days, the symptoms can begin. Antiparasitic drugs called miltefosine, also sold as Impavido, are used to treat these patients who have the amoebas, but treatment as early as possible is needed, they say, in order for it to succeed. In 2013, they said the drug did save two victims' lives. All right, moving along in the quacker. Wyoming government claims ownership of the wind. They're putting taxes on air movement there. Wyoming state legislature is levying a tax on wind for wind turbines. So the past 3 years, Wyoming has already been taxing the energy-generated wind turbines by a rate of $1 per megawatt hour they produce. So although the tax has so far generated about $15 million for Wyoming, it has also placed a significant burden on the wind power industry. So no new wind farm projects have been undertaken since the tax went into effect in 2012. And now the state's considering raising that tax rate to $12, oh my goodness, megawatt hour. And that move could actually put the wind turbine business out of business. Wyoming is the only state to be taxing the wind. Yeah, if you read your scriptures, God says the breeze is his, and it's considered in his book a little treasure. Yeah, not gale force winds. I'm talking about, you know, when you're hot and you're outside, and here comes a little breeze, cools you off, feels refreshing. That's one of God's treasures. So they better watch it. They're taxing God's treasure there. All right, last but not least, in the Quack Report. In India, there's the oldest man ever, according to some records. Guinness is going to be checking into it. Looking mighty fine at 120 years old. There's an Indian monk there. He says he's the oldest man, and he's lived long, and he credits his long life to abstinence and no spices and daily yoga. Hindu monk Swami Sivananda, born in August 8th, 1896, according to his passport. If the passport is true, he's lived three centuries, and despite his age, he's in good, strong health. He does yoga every day. He does several hours of yoga a day, according to him. He says, I've led a simple life, a disciplined life. I eat very simply, only boiled food with no oil or spice, rice and lentil stew, a couple of green chilies, he told the media, and 2 hours of yoga per day. So he's only 5 feet two. He sleeps on a mat on the floor, and he uses a wooden slab as a pillow. He says he also avoids milk or fruit because he thinks they are too fancy. Okay. And that wraps the Quack Report. All right. We're going to talk about adding a decade to longevity. How about that? Scientific medicine has for decades been taking, you know, the credit for increasing our longevity from like 50 years to the average of 70 years. The drug culture has been hailed as the miracle for increasing our longevity. And there's some debate as to whether there is quality of life along with the drug-induced longevity, though. So there are many ways that we can increase our own longevity as much as humanly possible without prescription drugs. So we're going to take a look at the power that we already possess to help us live longer. Okay, so let's look at this Canadian study. Very interesting. And in August 2016, Ottawa University Hospital in Canada released their study published in Polos Medicine. It was on the human habits that tend to rob us of our longevity. According to Dr. Doug Manuel, he was the lead researcher in the study, he says the study specifically looked at unhealthy habits we tend to entrench ourselves in. So really what they found was not going to be a surprise to us here, but Dr. Manuel listed the habits of smoking, poor diet, physical inactivity, and significant alcohol consumption. So he also mentions that these habits are the biggest threat to our health, and they are responsible for 50% of the deaths in Canada. So the data in the report was broken down into several categories. So they said 26% of the deaths were due to smoking, 24% were due to physical inactivity, 12% due to poor diet, and 0.4% due to alcohol abuse. And I was kind of surprised at the alcohol category, the statistic there, because Canadians in general have been reported to have an alcohol abuse problem, and therefore I think that statistic seems a bit low. All right, and also they mentioned the gender risk. According to this Canadian study, they said these bad habits cost us an average of 6 to 10 years of life. They reported that more men than women smoked and had a greater risk of dying by losing a minimum of 3.1 years. Likewise, females who smoked were listed to lose 3 years of life. Well, let's look at the lifestyle saints for a minute, because, you know, Dr. Manuel also stated that people who have very healthy lifestyle behaviors, what they do is they add to their life expectancy 17.9 years, as much as 17.9 years. I said a decade, but he's going up there to 17, so that's good. So the study, in his research, they used this computer algorithm that was designed to measure small behavior changes affecting health. So they're hoping to use the era of big data to help them develop an extensive list of lifestyle behaviors which increase or decrease life expectancy in a broad range of global socio-demographic groups. More importantly, a computer program like of this magnitude, which can actually measure behavior and predict the impact on life expectancy across the globe, well, this is going to be a valuable tool to various industries such as the life, health, and auto insurance industry, all the governments, investors and banks, transportation industry, you know, because airline pilots, you know, they got to be in good health to fly. Movie industry, whether they should insure actors, and also any business really that wants to reduce their liability, this thing is going to be huge. So such a program is going to revolutionize how life expectancy is predicted, because there really hasn't been any new predictive methods used in the last 60 years. So overall, Dr. Manuel states there, unhealthy behaviors that we use, he says we squander 7.5 years of our life. Wow. Well, would you like to calculate your longevity? I know you would, Frank. Frank, you can do this. Dr. Manuel and his team developed a web page where you can actually go and plug in some of your demographic information, and you don't have to put your name or any of that. Okay, it can be, you know, you don't have to tell them who you are, but you can plug in these demographics and you can see what your life expectancy is likely to be. So it's called Project Big Life, and of course it's got an address on the internet. So it's projectbiglife.ca, C for Canada. And apparently the program says, I went up there, plugged in my demos, my demographic, and it says I'm going to live to be at least 86. Woohoo! And it also said that if the program's accurate, it said that I'm going to see my grandchildren graduate from high school, college, and get married. All right. So it's projectbiglife.ca if you want to check it out. All right. So let's talk about herbs that can extend our life, you know, because in addition to adjusting our life habits, we can also tap into the impressive power that herbs can help us extend our life, help our organs regenerate, and so we can live longer. Herbs can actually improve circulation, strengthen heart muscle, help balance hormones and blood insulin, and remove toxins that tend to invite disease. So a report from Maryland's Department of Pharmacological Science found that certain herbs have a potential to extend lifespan. And they cited ginseng and cinnamon extend the life of earthworms by 14.5% in their lab tests. So Maryland University Professor Yung Lau, he stated that the medicinal compounds in herbs can be an efficient way to restore the body. He went on to say that evidential studies are not being done on life-extending herbs because the testing is expensive and there's really no monetary benefit to big industry. He's referring to pharmaceuticals. All right, so let's look at the antioxidant herbs, because the research by Liu and his team showed that antioxidant herbs are often tested with worms because worms have cells similar to humans and their regular lifespan is about 3 weeks. So the results are often evident pretty quickly, and if a worm grows larger than normal and lives longer than 3 weeks, well, then they're saying the antioxidants are working. So WebMD also published a list of herbs they felt helped to promote a longer life and improve brain function, heart function, and overall vitality. So here's their list. They have garlic, echinacea root, hawthorn berry, cinnamon, dandelion root, cayenne, motherwort, astragalus root, and nettle leaf. Now, all those herbs are available in liquid or powdered form at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs has all that. Now, I've often said ad nauseum, at the risk of being a broken record, you know, the cleanse and nourish approach to health and longevity is pretty basic, but it's efficient, and it's not expensive. And a lot of herbs provide super nutrition to the body and can also remove toxins that undermine our health. So toxins can block function. They can slow toxin removal through the normal elimination channels that we have. And our body's really not designed to store impurities in tissues, cells, organs, or fat. And this is very detrimental to health if that happens, and it will increase our risk for internal medicine diseases. So when we modify the lifestyle behavior to improve our longevity, well, that's within our reach. Yeah, we can do that. We have that power right now. So if we add some super nutritional herbs along with our changes, we can use cleansing herbs, and we can significantly increase the life expectancy beyond what really science is willing to admit. So if you have that power right now to extend your life expectancy without those lifelong prescription drugs, why wouldn't you do it, right? Don't hope, decide. It's all up here in your brain. You get it in your head, you're going to do it, you just do it. So you can utilize the herb cleanses. You can nourish the body with the herbs that extend your longevity. And you know what you do? You call the experts that know how to do that, and they'll show you how. They have organ cleansing kits. They have immune boosting formulas and much more. That would be Apothecary Herbs. You give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit them on the powerherbs.com website. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, they also have a lot of herbs that WebMD has mentioned, as I said. They have the power to improve circulation, brain function, heart function, and a whole lot more. And they also have that Smoker's Helper product if you want to stop or quit smoking without toxicity. And you can learn more about how powerful you can be with God's herbs. Check out the Power Herbs ebook, definitely, and definitely get empowered there. And to make it even a sweeter deal, they have their back-to-school special through Monday, the 22nd, so you'll save 15% on orders of $55 or more, and all you have to do is use the code on the homepage on the website when you shop. It's a back-to-school code. If you don't have the internet, just when you call, say, hey, I want the back-to-school special. And you'll get 15% off your purchase, anything in the store. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. All right, I know we got to take a break. We're going to be right back with more empowering information. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
We are back from the break. All right, we're going to be talking about where your strength comes from. A lot of people say, you know, I want more energy, I want more strength. And we're told, you know what we're told? We're told the millennials have far less physical strength than their grandparents. So the report was really based on the strength of their handshake, and it was published in the Journal of Hand Therapy. Hand Therapy Science is the journal. So, you know, but in elementary school, if you remember, we were taught that strength is a source of power that comes from our physical abilities. And then our grandparents, well, especially if you had grandparents during World War II, they instructed to eat healthy and exercise to be strong. And they would tell us that strength does not come from winning, but from overcoming struggles and hardships and never giving up. Yeah? So part of strength, well, is to resist or push back against a force which is against you. Yeah, standing up to it. So we're going to see where we can glean more strength. Let's look at the physical strength. Most assuredly, muscular strength comes from our muscles being used and challenged. So diet and exercise has been the mainstay in obtaining physical strength. So ask any Olympic athlete, and they will tell you their strict diet and exercise program is what it takes for a strong athlete. However, strength isn't just physical. There's willpower. Yeah. Humans will, you know, in this age when we, and the human willpower, it's in play when it comes to strength. It really is. You can't deny it. The element of will is the heart of toughness, durability, and ultimate strength. So, you know, you've heard that expression, my heart wasn't in it, you know. So, you know, the will has to be in it. Now, in 2010, Harvard University published a study in the Journal of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science regarding human strength as it relates to moral behavior. And what they discovered is that our willpower and physical endurance is anchored in our intentions of good and evil. Well, good or evil, which is it? Well, the Bible speaks of the imaginations of the heart, and where the heart is, that's where you will be, and that's what you become. So the research in this Harvard study suggested that our physical strength can be greater when we're driven by mean-spirited deeds. The lead researcher was Kurt Gray, and he stated that our willpower is our moral self-fulfilling prophecy, and those who are thick-skinned are perceived to be more powerful. Here's a quote from Kurt Gray, Harvard doctoral program in psychology. He says this, "People perceive those who do good and evil to have more efficiency, willpower, and less sensitivity to discomfort. But by perceiving themselves as good or evil, people embody these perceptions, actually becoming more capable of physical endurance." End of quote. Well, I understand we're all connected. Our emotions, our will, yeah, will determine how strong and how much endurance we have. According to Gay, though, in one of the two studies, it showed that participants who were engaged in good deeds showed to be significantly physically stronger than those who engaged in activities that did nothing, had no benefit for anyone. So likewise, participants who envisioned doing evil were strong as well. And Gray concluded that there is power in moral events. He also suggests that physical strength may be an effect and not a cause of moral acts. Well, let's look at some of the things that can interfere with our strength. Some of the things that can really interfere with our strength are not just physical. Emotions can be significant obstacles, such as fear or anxiety. Now, our faith is also a factor. So just as our muscles need exercise to be strong, so does our trust in God. It should be utilized, for God is the ultimate provider of our strength. So faith is really belief and trust in the Lord. And if you are asked how America got into the mess it's in, well, it's really because the church has fallen away. So everything hinges on a nation adhering to the word and will of God. Now, in Psalms 31, it says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord." And then, of course, John Wayne, he said, "Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway." Well, let's look at some inner strength. So if you ask psychologists, you know, the psychological experts, how we should improve our inner strength, they would advise you to do the following. They would say stuff like, be honest, genuine, and realistic with yourself. Improve self-worth and make a donation to a charity and you'll feel better. Learn to relax more with deep self-understanding with no self-imposed constraint. Do what makes you happy. Your vibe should be like a happy purring kitten. Reduce stress by addressing problems but not taking them so seriously. And focus on the things you like and be less susceptible to uninteresting outside influences. And lastly, forgiveness. There is no good or bad, but a matter of integrating your mind and heart into daily life. Well, listening to the above list I just read you, that advice, that's why we're in the state we're in today. You know, if you hear this garbage, you hear it from social, educational, and governmental institutions. It is so far, of course, that, well, the U.S. might as well be in the Bermuda Triangle. So the Bible has 51 citations on strength and how we can be stronger. And for instance, Psalms 27 verse 1 tells us, "The Lord is our strength of life." So we have absolutely no strength or support without God. And without the fear of the Lord, we are a desolate nation with no walls to guard us and no sentry on the wall to protect us. And isn't that what you've been seeing happen to America? So when the wicked are in power, the people mourn. And the wicked have a course to pass laws that remove all righteousness. And they make good seem as evil, and evil is good. They make lies the truth, and the truth becomes lies. And in doing so, they attempt to remove the foundations of the world. And you'll remember in Psalms 11, it says, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, and they may privately shoot at the upright of heart, and the foundation, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Now, I didn't put this in the Quack report, but I'm going to put it here. It was announced today, North Carolina schools. Now, if you recall, North Carolina jump-started that transgender, bathroom thing, gender-neutral bathrooms. Well, North Carolina schools have announced that teachers have a new training. They can't call children boys and girls anymore because that would be too confusing, right? Also, they are looking into the possibility of having a gender-neutral dress code or uniform, which would be purple, because purple is a gender-neutral color, they say. And I'm like, okay, you can't call them boys and girls. What are you going to do, call them Barney the dinosaur because he's purple? I'm just saying. This is insane. Okay, so we're going to solidify our strength. That's what we're going to do. People of good conscience know the difference between right and wrong. Standing up for good and godly principles is what helped to create America. So we need to stand up to defend anything that attacks our good moral fabric and freedom. And we are scripturally instructed to be not afraid, for the Lord is standing with us against the ungodly. Now, King David prayed against the enemy, for they were not only his enemies, but they were God's enemies. So God does not change. So let's pray against the enemies of God, for they should be the enemies of America. That's right. They should be Americans everywhere. It should be your enemy. So disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. For God instructs us to know that rulers are to be a terror to evil and not to good. That's Romans 13:3. Did you get that? We're not supposed to obey rulers that are evil. You know, if you read all of 13, that's what it means. It doesn't mean to blindly follow wicked rulers and do what they say. Because God put them in positions and expects them to be a terror to evil, but not to good. You know, God's ways are not man's ways. And woe unto them that reward good with evil, because God's going to take his vengeance. And let's pray for God's help, deliverance, and a unifying of true Christian and true faith in America. That's what we need. We need honest truth here. And that is where you're going to find your strength individually, and we're going to find it nationally. So we need to just unify under our Lord and Savior. That's what we need to do. And we need to pray in a righteous leadership in our churches. That's what we need to do. So God's herbs now do contain medicinal properties that also can help you physically, can help your physical body to endure, especially the stress and pressure of our present world. So American and Siberian ginseng, that's a very good choice if you want to give your body extra power to remove toxins and for endurance. And herbs that contain a lot of natural protein, balanced whole food vitamins and minerals, they also fortify the body. So if you're looking for whole food supplements that, have the chemistry God put in them, nothing removed from them. No redoing of God's copyright there. Look to the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the body food mix. It's a powder. You just add it to your favorite juice, and it's water-soluble, and it's working in 60 seconds. So there's nothing the body has to take time to break down and digest. They do have the ginseng formulas. They also, in liquid form, work right away. They have herbs to improve cardio performance, to remove blood clots naturally, balance blood pressure, and much, much more. So you're going to discover how powerful you can be with nutrient-rich whole food supplements that God put here for us. Okay? Herbs are here for the service of man. They're meat. They're for the healing of the nations. That's all biblical. That's what God said. So, and God can't lie, so we should be listening. Apothecary Herbs, every nutrient that God included is still in their herbal formulas. Okay? So no isolated chemicals, because you never want to second guess God's perfect copyright. No, no. So if you want a free catalog, give them a call and they will send you one. 866-229-3663. And that's thepowerherbs.com. That's their website, thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. For those of you outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And don't forget, they have their back-to-school specials, 15% off orders of $55 or more, now through Monday the 22nd. If you want to call and ask about that over the phone, you can, or online on the homepage is the coupon you cut and paste into your shopping cart, so you can save. All righty. Frank, you're going to have to cue me, sweetheart, when I should stop talking, because we have lost the clock as I used to know it here without our bumper. Bless my heart. All right, so we're going to be talking about some men's health here, and we're going to be talking about a lot of those potency pills. Everybody's looking for that male performance. And they're also looking for things to help their heart out and other things. So, but erectile dysfunction is a real problem. And if you missed the show from Tuesday, where we were talking about some of the medications being put on people without their knowledge that actually remove their fertility, you should go back into the archives when we post that show and listen very carefully. But we've got a mass epidemic of prostate disease, erectile dysfunction, and infertility in America, and the men are involved in that. They're in that net, that sweep, as well as the ladies. So women are having trouble conceiving. They're having spontaneous abortions, and they don't know why. So go back and listen to that show, and you'll find out why that's happening. All right, so a lot of people look to that little blue pill. It's made the industry, it's Viagra, it's made $2 billion in sales or more. A mountain of marketing's behind that. And people try that, and some people are really disappointed in it. Some people actually are hurt by that medication. So you have to do your homework on everything. Cialis is another one. And lots of risk, though, using these drugs. Viagra sales are 45% of the market, though, compared to Cialis. All right, so in the late 80s, the Viagra drug actually failed its test. It was designed, really, to treat coronary heart disease. That's what it was designed for. And let's see, researcher Ian Osterloh of Pfizer complained the evidence and compiled the evidence, I should say, and noticed that male participants said they had an increase in erections a few days after taking the drug. So it was kind of strange. The drug could enhance blood vessel function in the genital area, but not in the cardio heart area. And they weren't really sure why that was. But by the 90s, Viagra was fast-tracked for sale to the market. And was pretty much in every pharmacy throughout America and quite a few bedrooms as well. So drug companies are pushing to replace testosterone with the Viagra. Okay, so in the 90s, there was this stigma that was attached to erectile dysfunction. Men and their partners didn't really want to talk about it. It's kind of a private thing. So if you didn't talk about it with your doctor, you weren't going to get anywhere with trying to fix it. So to break the ice on that stigma, Pfizer hired Bob Dole to heighten public awareness about male impotence. And also the CIA also had used a lot of Viagra as bargaining chips, sort of like money, when they dealt with the Taliban insurgency. So I guess the Taliban really liked Viagra. By 1998, 40,000 men had filled their prescription for Viagra, hoping that it would fix their dysfunction. But it's just covering up a symptom, and it doesn't fix it permanently. It stops working after a while, and there's also lots of risks. So the first year of Viagra was marketed to the public as the solution for impotence, 500 men died using it. In 2000, researcher Dr. Dan J. Cowell brought to the attention of the American College of Cardiology that cardiovascular events were associated with the use of Viagra. But they didn't want to officially state that. They didn't want to blame Viagra as an underlying cause for heart attacks and death. So Dr. Call put it this way publicly in a statement: our data appear to suggest that there are a relatively high number of deaths and adverse cardiovascular events that are associated with the use of Viagra. So he didn't come out and say, yeah, that's the cause. They said it suggested it could be. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles reported in 2000 that they had over 1,400 adverse events involving Viagra. And that's just one U.S. hospital. And according to more research, a 50 milligram dose of Viagra can cause health risks within 4 or 5 hours, and a majority of the risk occurred in men younger than 65. So these adverse events and death as a result of using Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction is being underreported. And drug task force agents in Athens, Georgia, reported they routinely find college kids, college men, possessing Viagra, and they don't have a prescription for it. So Viagra is often misused, and it's often used as a party drug. One study in San Francisco, California Department of Health said in 2002, they said that the male community were 4 times more likely than any other to be using Viagra on the party scene, and younger men are in the party scene. So within a year of Viagra becoming released to the market, it went from a household name to a street drug. So free samples of the drug were given out, these little blue pills in, you know, single pack, single dose, almost like trick-or-treat candy, to be honest. And men in possession of samples shared them with friends, neighbors, without any consideration to that person's cardiovascular health. So 23 million men were using Viagra by 2002. That's crazy. All right, so let's see. Cialis is Eli Lilly's drug to challenge Viagra. The side effects of Cialis, similar to Viagra. Doctors warn men with heart or blood pressure problems not to use the drug. Okay, so FYI out there. Now, in 2003, the University of Illinois, Chicago College of Medicine reported that there was a lot of adverse events due to Viagra's ability to elevate a compound called cGMP, which is salicylic guanosine methotrexate, and it makes platelets clump together, causing stroke, heart attacks, death, you know, little blood clot to the brain, bam, there you go. So the drug failed that cardiovascular test. Do you remember? Duh. So drugs are supposed to, you know, the drug was supposed to dilate blood heart vessels, but it didn't. Clumps them together instead while it dilates, you know, the genitalia area. So it doesn't help your heart out any. Kind of need your heart every day, don't you? New research that was published in the Journal of Cell said that 20 years of scientific claims of these platelet clumpings are evident, tragic actually. People are using the drug in ignorance and under deception. So what the new research is showing is your erectile dysfunction drugs offer cardiovascular risk, thrombosis, arteriosclerosis. If you have any of those conditions, you're at big risk if you're using those types of drugs. So be aware. So the mortality is kind of high. 5 out of 100,000 that use the drug are going to be sorry they ever used the medication. And, you know, maintenance is a necessity. We have to maintain our body. You maintain your car, your furnace, your air conditioner. So we need to really need to maintain our physical bodies. So you want to use common sense when you're using natural therapies to do that. And you want to reduce your health risks and strengthen your body, not make it weak and dependent. So those are the goals. And so if you're eating well, whole grain foods, drink clean water, get regular exercise, those are pretty much the basics. Keep the diet pretty simple and basic and stay away from the convenience stuff and the high-fat stuff. So using prevention-type natural therapies, you can also cleanse away a lot of toxins that build up in the system. And a lot of people are on the blood thinners. Well, the blood thinners have their own issues, but if you're worried about clots, blood clots, people are on the Coumadin, Werfen, try hawthorn. Hawthorn berries have been tested by science, and they work just as well or even better, and there's no side effects. So hawthorn berries protect the fibrinogen protein in your blood, so it doesn't change the fibrin, causing unnatural clumping of the platelets that create a blood clot risk. So hawthorn, and there's no side effects. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. It's under the cardiovascular tab. And it's also under the section in the catalog under heart health. So you can utilize natural tools that don't have a history of adverse events. And also there's some section just for men regarding prostate and some other things. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com as well or in their catalog. So you can, a lot of times it's pressure on the prostate that causes the erectile dysfunction. A lot of times it's just a buildup of toxins that do that. A lot of times it's not cardio strengthening that you should have been doing. And once you do it, then you can correct the ED issue. So there are multiple things that you can do that are natural and safe and very inexpensive, and you can correct those problems and strengthen the body at the same time and reduce your risk. So that's the power right there. Here's a quote from one of the people that wrote in about the Apothecary Herbs products. Thank you for the system. My energy and mood improves dramatically. Thank you for the prostate cleanse. It's made a huge difference, recommending it to my friends. Jeff in Huntington Beach, California. Also, Zach in Huntersville said, after using your male hormone tincture, I find that I have more endurance. I experience additional function when I use it along with your circulation and heart formulas. Thanks for a natural alternative. So you do have those out there. And they're all available at thepowerherbs.com. You can call for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. You know, a lot of people are signing up for the newsletters, and you're getting empowered each and every week. There's hot links in there to places where you can, like we were just talking about, checking out your longevity, and there would have been a hot link in there for one of the articles regarding checking out your expectancy, your longevity at the projectbiglife.ca. So you could have clicked on that, typed in your age, the state you live in, demographics like that, and find out how long you can expect to live. Yeah. And it's cool. That stuff's neat. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Go to the books and newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free. And the newsletters are sent out by email, so it's not a hard copy, so it's an email thing. So you have to sign up through the website, and you can get put on the list. Okay, and the newsletters are free, so there's no fee. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and of course the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you would like a Health Quest be sent to you by tomorrow, you need to sign up. And you go to the powerherbs.com, books and newsletters, that section, and click on the newsletter and sign up for free. Just put it in the shopping cart and check out. There's no charge. Okay, nothing is charged to you. And you can get helpful, empowering information sent to you each and every week that you're not going to get anywhere else. Yeah, I'm bent on educating people that they're more powerful than they think. Absolutely. All right, we got to go. I'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.